Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Spokesperson for the American College of Emergency Physicians. She's Dr. Lee. And the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. My next topic, it's Immunization Awareness Month, because kids will be heading back to school soon. And my next guest, a frequent guest on the show, Dr. Chad Krause, is an emergency physician for Resource Management, Inc., and an affiliate of the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center in Western Pennsylvania. So welcome back, Dr. Krause. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, I want to talk about this. This summer, I guess, Governor Jerry Brown in California probably signed into law one of the nation's strictest vaccination laws that essentially kind of said no more personal belief exemptions, I guess, including religion. And I guess you can understand because of what happened in California at Disneyland.
So, yes, in June, as you mentioned, the governor of California signed into law a bill that was actually proposed by a pediatrician who's a state senator in California, Dr. Richard Pan. And this law, which will take effect in July of 2016, is really intended to increase vaccination rates, especially following the measles outbreak in 2014 at Disneyland, which sickened over 130 people. And that was really one of the largest measles outbreaks in recent memory. In fact, in the year 2000, measles had been declared eradicated in the United States. And then just 14 years later, we have this large outbreak in a public place such as Disneyland, which is very concerning and scary.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's talk about that. So that's what people think, like, okay, there's no measles anymore in this country. And, you know, we can talk in a minute about the crazy anti-vaccination reasoning, which, you know, was a falsification of some study years and years ago. But because we're not contained, right? That's the problem. Even though we say eradicated it here, people come from all over. It's a new world we live in.
Sure, and that's why vaccinations, especially for measles, which is one of the most vaccine-preventable diseases out there, vaccinations are especially important.
And one of the most measles, contagious. Isn't it really easy?
It's absolutely. It's very contagious and very preventable. By some estimates, up to 9 in 10 people who are exposed to measles who are not vaccinated will be infected. And that's especially concerning because measles can have very severe complications, especially in children, including blindness. And so there's been really a worldwide campaign to increase measles vaccinations. And across the world, approximately 85% of children worldwide are vaccinated, which is really great news. But here in the United States, we've actually started to drift down in our percentage of vaccination. And what's important, as you mentioned, you know, that we're not kind of contained, self-contained, we're exposed to others. And what's important for measles is what's called herd immunity. And what happens with herd immunity is that when a certain percentage of the population is immunized or vaccinated, then the disease no longer is able to be spread effectively.
Yeah.
And
in
the case of measles, you really need to have about 90 to 95% vaccination rates in order to reach that herd immunity.
Yeah. And now some people have this belief, well, if everyone's vaccinated, why do I have to? But there are some kids. I mean, one of the children that got sick very early on was a child that was too early for the measles, because we don't give the measles vaccine until about, 18 months? So this was like a little six-month-old child that came down with a serious case because, you know, there are some people that either can't get the vaccine for a reason, they're immune compromised, or they're too young already to get it.
Right, and that's correct. So usually children are vaccinated for measles around between age 1 and 18 months, as you mentioned. And the reason that is because the immune system, number one, is not mature enough at a young age, basically to understand how to work with the vaccination. And so those children cannot be vaccinated until they reach a certain age. However, there's also children who have certain, you know, illnesses such as cancer that are being treated with chemotherapy. That's probably the best known, but or have other immune dysfunction that cannot receive the vaccination, which is why it's important for those children who can be vaccinated to be vaccinated so that those children who are not able to be are really protected by the herd immunity.
Yeah, and, it's funny. I've talked about it before, either on the air or written about it. I met a woman who adopted a child from India and thought that she was vaccinated. And it turned out she had measles and then got some terrible, it's rare, but at the end she got this sclerosing encephalitis that eventually killed her at 6 years old. So, you know, there are some terrible complications with measles, and especially younger people that get it tend to have more of the complications, and, you know, including encephalitis,
right,
which
and
is a brain infection, right?
Right, and I think that's what's really important for people to remember. And, you know, we mentioned things like brain infection, encephalitis, like blindness, things that are irreversible and last a lifetime. And I think we're fortunate that because we've had in the past such good vaccination rates, we've forgotten about how terrible some of these diseases are, and which is really important, you know, why it's so critical that we all be vaccinated and have our children vaccinated against these terrible diseases.
Yeah, and the other thing that's so sad about this was that the purported link that made everybody so upset with this autism was a study from the British Medical Journal that they retracted. It was falsified.
Right, and that study, which has been really the cornerstone of the anti-vaccination movement, as you mentioned, was published in the British Medical Journal in the late 1990s, and has now... the study itself, as well as the researcher, has been widely discredited on both ethical and scientific grounds, that the data were falsified and the results were really falsified as well. And sadly, you know, many people have held on to those results as a reason not to have their children vaccinated.
Yeah, and we don't... you know, so obviously autism is an issue today, but certainly this, you know, this link is there is no link. So the excuse, and what's great about this law, and I'm sure as most physicians would agree, that if for some reason your child is not vaccinated, they can't even go to school. Right? Enforcing this. They have to stay at home.
Right. Without a very specific medical exemption approved by a physician, which identifies a specific medical reason why the child cannot be vaccinated, the child actually needs to either be homeschooled or kept out of the public or private school system.
So what you think that should really do something to help people. But again, this is an election year, and this whole idea now is coming. Now this, you know, is this infringing on religious freedom?
Right, and hopefully folks just realize that, you know, part of the back to school list should be checking that your child is up to date on all of their vaccinations.
Right.
Really, the overwhelming evidence is really in support.
Right. I agree. And a democracy is for the good of many. And we have a short memory and forgot when thousands of kids died every year from polio, mumps, rubella, measles, diphtheria. I mean, that was what killed kids most of the time. Well, I want to thank my guest. Important information. This is the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show, Health from the Outside In on Radio MD, where feeling good starts with looking good. Stay tuned into your health.